can you tell me the recipe for the perfect hot chocolate?
Yes. What percentage cacao are you using?
I don't have any right now, but if you can tell me the perfect one, the most percentage, let's say 100%.
No, you can't eat 100%. It's too acrid. You better go with 70. That's about all you can do.
And the type of milk and everything, I'd like to know.
Okay, let's just tell you, we're going to tell you what it is, okay? And then we're going to improvise and make it better, okay? First of all, do you have a gas stove?
Yes.
Okay, you need to have a gas flame to do this, because an electric flame, electric eye. Now, if you have an induction cooktop, that's okay. That's perfect. But if you don't, the gas will be okay. Either one you got. You take a small, clean, metal saucepan, about a quart of half and half, or at very least whole milk. If half and half is better. And then you take some good, clean sugar. Doesn't have to be confection sugar, just regular sugar. And you would use about a fourth to a half a cup of sugar into a quart of milk. Then you would use 2 heaping tablespoons of cocoa, 70% cacao, and a good pinch of sal de mer. You don't have to use the Himalayan salt, or at least coarse kosher salt, at least. A good healthy pinch.
Okay.
An eighth of a teaspoon. Okay, you start all this cold. Put all those ingredients together, cold. And you take a whisk. And you stir it.
Okay.
You cook it over medium to low heat. And you stir it constantly. Do not stop. And you cook it until the mixture comes to a boil. Okay? You then stir it and let it boil for 2 minutes. Then take it off the fire. And then you can add some milk to it. You take a little taste. Because the lactose in the milk sometimes bonds to the sugar differently. So you take a tiny little taste. It's going to be too hot, so be careful. And then you add a little milk to it, depending on what you get to that perfect French silk consistency. And you make sure it's the temperature and serve it in a warm. You take beakers and put water in it and put it in the microwave to get the water in the beaker hot, basically warm the beaker. And pour the hot chocolate in a chocolate pot into the warm beakers and serve it and drink it while the only time it's good is when it's too hot to drink. Because if it gets where you can drink it, it's no good anymore. It's got to be too hot. It's where it burns your tongue. That's when it tastes the best.
All right. Thank you.
That's awesome. The best. Now, you want to do something else. We can do it other ways to do other things. But that's not really what you're wanting to do. Do you want a simple, basic run? That's how to do it. We can do it in a bain-marie. We can do it in all kinds of things. We can do froth-fed coffees, do a double mocha, frappa, chappellino, dini, vappi, frappi, macchiato, flat white spice, the great divide, whatever you want to do. But that's what you're trying to accomplish for perfect chocolate. And it's served in a chocolate pot. We think Ming is a perfect chocolate pot to serve it in.
Sounds good. Thank you.
The best Ming is Linux China, the birds. Birds. And you do that in, and it's cream, black, green. And what happens is they make a chocolate pot with little demitasse that go with it. It's amazing.
Great. I'll check that out.
Not Lowell. Autumn is better than Lowell.
Autumn is better than Lowell. Does that have to do with the Ming?
Okay. Those are types of Linux China.